following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Kuf Vov. We're holding on Kuf Hei Omid Beit, right around the middle of the Daf. Bo'un Minei Rabbi Zeira Mirab Ami Barchia. Yesterday, we learned a halacha that gave a klal, and that was Benogea, whether what seems to be a virtual tumah that appears because of the incipient tumah that lurks somehow within, either the Nivla Ta'ov or the Parim HaNisrafim, where it's possible to attach oneself to the tumah within only through a particular kind of thing. And we said that nonetheless, the tenet of Rabbi Shmuel is Mechadesh, a tumah that appears out of nowhere, which is only a tumah that is metame ochlin umashkin, but will not be metame adam v'kir. And the question that was raised yesterday is, would that tumah be part of the standard set of tumah that goes through the entire idea of attenuation? So that you have an av, and obviously here there's no av, but if there's a rishon, it could be metame to make something else a sheni, or is it just tame? Since it comes from nowhere, it goes nowhere. And we came out with a klal that only something that is part of the rules, the type of tumah that would be metame adam b'maga, only that type of thing is attenuated and continues to be attenuated with each transfer until it ends up on whatever level, depending if it's talking about chulin, or truma, or kachim, but it ends up at the level of psul where it goes no further. But if it doesn't come from anywhere from which it was attenuated, it doesn't also follow the set of rishon sheni v'tumah, of minyan and tumah. Because of that, we also bring up today Rabbi Zeira, who asks Rav Avin Bar Chiya, or some say yes, Rav Avin Bar Kahana. We have, actually should say, a Braita, not a Mishnah. Mistakenly wrote that it's none. There's no such Mishnah, but other Tanya. Chiburei ochlin ayidei mashkin. Chibur letum akala. Ve'en chibur letum achamura. Now the halacha over here is that the mashkin, if you have something which is wet, and it's one of the Shiva Mashkin, if you have a Chatzi Zayit, let's say, of Nevela, and another Chatzi Zayit of Nevela, now normally that's not going to be Metame, because you need a Kizayit of Nevela. But if you have a liquid between them, and it connects them through the liquid, then anything that touches either of those halves is considered to be tame, if it is a foodstuff. But if it's something that can only be makabel tuma from a nevela as a nevela, so in other words, it's an adam or it's kalim, which only makabel tuma from an avatuma, it will not be makabel tuma from that combination. So it's only called a combination vis-a-vis this issue. Now you see the comparison then, because here we have something which is clearly not truly a kazayat of the veil, and nonetheless can use mashkin as accessing the tumor within the nevela vis-a-vis mashkin, rochlin, which is part of the same set. So now the question would be, would something that was makabel tumor from that mashkin transfer it further in an attenuated step? That's the question. So he asked that same question, not now in the context of the Daf, obviously. He was talking about this issue as a separate issue. Monin Barisha Mishini. Oh, ain't Monin Barisha Mishini. And there too, the response was precisely as it was to the question raised yesterday. Adam Monin Barisha Mishini. But it's not Betame Adam. Even though he said, well, I mean, but if this novella were whole, it would have been part of the standard set. That's not the issue. In other words, this klal of Enam Atami Adam is not limited to something which is clearly a tumah that pops out of nowhere, where the thing, the item that carried the tumah was inaccessible completely. Here, you can't say novella is inaccessible completely. It's part of the standard set of the tumah. Nonetheless, this particular configuration of a chatzi zayit that's bechuber with mashke tofeach is not part of the standard model of tumah. And therefore, being a zlam b'tamei adam, for all intents and purposes, it came out of nowhere, it goes nowhere. Yes, they're touching, both touching the same liquid, connected with dampness. Now, once yatsu elav ha'elok, it is the Mishnah. So you have the leading carriers of the staves, the trailing carrier of the staves. They both have now gotten out of the Azara, According to the Tanakhama, at that point, we now have the full tumah that is the mechayev of the same thing as the sreifa sapar, and they have to be matar b'dehem, and the achar kach yavo la machana, and so on and so forth. So how do we get this? What makes us say that despite the fact that the Torah talks about hasorfim, that it's really already tumah at the moment that you're on your way to be sorfim? Once you yotze min hamachane. Now this brings us back to some of the issues that we spoke about much earlier in the Masechta, and that is to remind us that we had many examples of cases where the Torah says bichutz l'machane. So remember that we have the par koin Mashiach, and we have the par ha'idah, we have the par of Yom Kippurim, the soyer of Yom Kippurim. Now, in the end, we learned out, there were two possible limudim, but we learned out earlier that all of the parim that are nisrofim are compared one to another. And therefore, in the end, the halachot are meant to be the same. So that, as we're going to see, we utilize three mikorot without even touching on those of Yom Kippur. We learn out from the par koin Mashiach, the par ha'idah, and the repetition about srifat ha'deshen. We put together those three michutz l'machanot, and add it up to be chutz l'shalosh machanot. But that leaves us with the verses that were nogea, the dinim of Yom Kippur, where it also says chutz l'machanot. And therefore, today, we're going to look at that, see what it adds, and as part of the discussion, of course, we're going to go back and review how did we know shalosh machanot without that. So look at the way the Braita sets it up, as if you already know. The Tana Rabbanan. It's strange, points the Braita, because, look, lahalan, with all the other issues, namely the Purim and Isrofim of the Parko and Mashiach and the Paraida and the Seirim of Yom of Avodat Kochavim. So over there it says Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot, and yet for some strange reason it says by the Par of Yom HaKippurim over there it says Michutz L'Machane, which is Mashma that it's enough to be Michutz L'Machaneh, which is only Michutz L'Machaneh Achat. So if that's the case, why would it mention that if we already know, and we're going to go back to how we already know, that the din of Sreifa is always, by definition, on any Parvisar HaNisraf, is always Chutz L'Shalosh Machaneh. Then why did the Torah mention Machaneh Achat in this case? And that's all that it says. It says, El Michutz L'Machaneh, Sreifa Tamirabes Begadav. Now, what's interesting is that in the other cases where it says Mechutz L'Machaneh, it doesn't relate to the Mechutz L'Machaneh and HaSoreif Otam Yechabez Begadav. It's here, by Yom HaKippurim, that it not only mentions Mechutz L'Machaneh, but it puts that word, Mechutz L'Machaneh, directly before HaSoreif Otam Yechabez Begadav. Because of this, I mean, it's a shame that we don't have the time to bring out the poetry in this situation because we need to review the whole thing. But the sensitivity here is so absolutely beautiful in that when you take the psukim of the other Purim that you've put together, you've been careful to separate between that and the Par Yom HaKippurim where there's a relationship to the Sreifa in the same word. And there's a reason for this. The Braita takes for granted that it's speaking to those who are already well aware. So it says, look, La'alanomi, you already know the din of Sreifa Shalosh Machaneh. How do you explain the fact that when it came to Par Yom HaKippurim that we never needed a pasuk for? Because remember, we darshan ken yaseh lapar. Remember, zepar Yom HaKippurim. Went through that whole complex drasha back in the beginning of Vayikra and the list of the korbanot chatat, where we had three times par or soyer. We spoke about the par koin Mashiach, par eda, seir nasi, before we ever got to the kifsa v'sirat yachid. And we left Yom Kippur intact. Why, when we suddenly get to Parshat Acharei Mot, are we brought suddenly face to face with a pasuk that seems to only be discussing Machaneh Achat in the context of HaSoreif Otam? That's what it's coming to teach you. Precisely. HaSoreif Otam means El Michutz L'Machaneh HaSoreif Otam, meaning the moment you left the Machaneh as part of HaSoreif, Metameh Begadim. And that's the makor of the Tanakhama. Now, for all those naive readers who don't know what we were referring to, so now the Gemara goes through, who gufa minola, how in fact do we know, why are we taking for granted, that all Purim and Seirim and Nisrofim are chutz l'shalosh machanot? Perhaps we need this posik to add up the number of machanot? Oh no! The Tana Rabbanan, Votzi et kol hapar el michutz lamachane. Now this is the reference to the first of the list of the chataot, which is the par kohen Mashiach. So the kohen Mashiach is meira halacha, acts upon it, and this is the din. He has to bring the par kohen Mashiach. He brings it el michutz lamachane, and of course that means chutz l'shalosh machanot. This is our standard way we do everything, right? When it says michutz lamachane, it means three machanot. Aha, says who? Ataomer chutz l'shalosh machanot. We're supposed to take your word for it. Oeno ela chutz l'machane achat, which is what it seems to be saying. Well, you see, read on. Why then, when it gets to the next par, which is the par of the Eda, which is the par ha'alim davar shel tzibur, it also says votzi et hapar al michutz l'machane, and then goes right on in the very same pasuk to say v'sarafoto kasher sarafot hapar harishon. Now I'm not stupid. If you tell me v'sarafoto kasher sarafot hapar harishon, then I already know to follow the rules of the par harishon, which you just said 10 psukim ago means al michutz l'machane. So then why repeat it and then add v'sarafoto kasher if it's meant to stand independently? That's the point. It's not meant to stand independently. It's additive. We start with the one Mechutz HaMachaneh by the Par Kohen Mashiach. We continue adding in the context of, and it's meant to be the same, mind you, and therefore I'm adding another Mechutz HaMachaneh to tell Mechutz L'Sholeish, L'Shtei Machanot. Because, I mean, obviously when it says Mechutz HaMachaneh, She'im Tzarich Lomar, there's no point in saying that. Because the very next words are Kasher Sarafat HaParishon. What's that for then? L'Tenu Machaneh Shniyah. Add another Machaneh. Now, when it adds, in a completely different context, later on, it gets to discussing the din of the Trumat HaDeshen and the bringing the Deshen after the Truma out to the Mokum of the Shefech HaDeshen. There too it says, Upashat et begadav, v'lavash begadim acherim, v'hotzi et HaDeshen el michutz l'machaneh. So you'll say, well, obviously, I mean, don't I need to know that the Deshen is taking the Chutz L'Machaneh? What does this have to do with the Parim? Aha! It has everything to do with the Parim, you see. Because there's absolutely no need to tell me Chutz L'Machaneh with the Deshen. Why? Because it already mentioned at the very original din of the Par Kohen Mashiach, when it says, V'otzi et kol ha'paro mechutz l'machaneh, guess what it says? El Shefech HaDeshen. So do I know that the Shefech HaDeshen is by definition Chutz L'Machaneh? So what are you telling me now? When you finally get to the two prakim later to the din of Shefech HaDeshen, you have to tell me it's Mechutz L'Machaneh. You already introduced the whole thing with the fact that it's Mechutz L'Machaneh. Ha ha! This is obviously coming out to add yet a third Chutz L'Machaneh. And therefore I now know that everything is Chutz L'Sholosh Machaneh. B'iten L'Machaneh Shelishit. This is without even getting to Achrei Mod. We don't know anything about the Parmeser of Yom HaKippur. But we know that this din of the Asala Par Kasher Asala Par includes the Par Yom HaKippur. That's the Kasher Asala Par. Why then does it mention Mechutz L'Machaneh and the Hasoreif Otam Yechabes Begadav? One word after the next. By the Par Yom HaKippurim, only for one reason. To tell me that the din of Yetziah Chutz L'Machaneh Achat of the Azora is sufficient to be included as the Soreif Otam. Now you know it all. Ask the Gemara, and then I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who clearly doesn't know it all, because he says that you're only mitane begadim when you're actually being osik in burning, not in carrying. So then, what does he do with the mechutz l'machaneh? I mean, according to him, it's only about sreifa. So my avidlei, mi boile l'kidatanya. That, he says, now that's coming to tell me something entirely different. That's to say, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ne'emar kan chutz l'machaneh, v'ne'emar lehalan chutz l'machaneh. Now that lehalan is a reference to the Parah Aduma. Untatem ota l'Elazar HaKohen, v'otzi ota el michutz l'machaneh. Okay, what's the connection between the Parah Aduma and the Parim, the Par of any of the Parim here in this particular case, the Par of Yom HaKippurim? What would be the connection? To teach me. Malalan chutz l'shalosh machanot. Look, we already know that the din of all of the korbanot, which the Parah Aduma is not a korban, the din of all of the korbanot that are done b'chutz, when they're done b'chutz, the sreifa b'chutz, it's chutz l'shalosh machanot. With the Parah Aduma, it only says on chutz l'machanot. They say, where be chutz l'machanot? Maybe you just walk out of the door of the Azara. Therefore, I need to compare with the Gzeres Shavah, the Parah Aduma, to the Parim HaNisrafim, to tell me that the word b'chutz l'machanot means shalosh machanot. by definition of the Gzera Shava. Now, it also works in the other direction, since always Gzera Shava is bilateral. What do I know about the Parah Aduma? Well, I know about the Parah Aduma that it says, Beferish, El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. That you have to be doing this Aveda over there, includes the Zrika of the Dam, facing the opening of the Ohel Moed, which means you are standing in the east, facing west, and that way you're looking at the entranceway of the Beit HaMikdash. There's no way to avoid, therefore, the implication that Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos means towards the east. Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos, just anywhere, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos.
Was there
multiple places? Well, how would we know where Chutz L'Machanos? This is where we would know it. So, Ma'ala Alan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. Afghan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. And Ma'ala Alan L'Mizrach HaShal Yerushalayim, which I learned from the Parah Aduma, Afghan L'Mizrach HaShal Yerushalayim. Hey, that's interesting. So then, how about according to Rabbana? So, the Rabbanan, I should say, and the Rabbanan, according to them, where exactly would I go? I mean, they obviously do not have this Gzera Shava, which is why they're using Chutz L'Machaneh Achat to be the makor of their halacha, that you actually are mitame the moment that you go out. Was where do they burn it, according to them? Oh, they burn it somewhere else completely. They don't learn it from Parah Aduma. It's burned towards the north. Why towards the north? Because we know the only direction that the Torah was ever makpid on when it comes to a Korban Chatos is Tzafon. Albeit Tzafon Ha'azara, but clearly Tzafon is central to the concept of Chatos. So much so that in order for the Kohen Gadol to remember on Yom HaKippurim, we do things with him in the north for him to get used to that concept of north. Not to mention the other minor issues, such as all of the Aveda is meant to be a kapara on the Egel, which is on the north side of the Merkava, and so on and so forth. But we'll ignore all of that. So in any event, the Tzafein, which means hidden, of course, which is the whole issue of Midas Hadin and everything that we're dealing with over here, it's obvious that we're going to go to Tzafein, if anybody's got any feelings. If there isn't a clear-cut makor to go elsewhere. So you went to Tzafon Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it's got to be a Beit HaDeshen. It's not just a place. It's an actual physical object called the House of the Ash, which means there's got to be ashes there. It's not just a location. If you didn't have ashes there from the Deshan, it's not the correct place to do the Srefa, because it says in the Pasuk, Beit HaDeshan. So it's a Beit HaDeshan Nisrafim, which implies, thinks the Gemara, that, okay, then there's somebody who doesn't hold that, because the Tanakhama only said Litzafon, didn't mention that. So that means that there's someone who doesn't hold, you actually need Deshan there. Omar Rabba Man Tana, the Polygon of the Rabbiasek Lady, who is that Tana that would disagree that the word Deshan means that there should be physically Deshan? That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. The Tanya al Shefach HaDeshen Yisarev, says the Tanakhama, which seems to be Rabbi Eliezer Lili. Shehei Sham Deshan, there needs to be Deshan there. Yeah, there need to be Deshan. It's the same place we bring the Deshan Mizbeah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Shehei Mikomo Mishupach. Shefach HaDeshen simply means it's telling you it should be on an angle, which allows any burnt material to get away from where it was burnt, because it will ultimately fall. So what makes you think that this has anything to do with the machlokas that you're bringing? These are two separate issues. You need to have deshan. Now that's the word deshan. Then the shefech is the other question. What does shefech mean? The place where you poured, or a pouring kind of place? That's the machloket. But why does that have anything to do with whether it's supposed to be deshan there? Dilma b'mekomo mishupach pligi. Maybe the only thing that they're arguing about is whether you also have this additional requirement of a kind of pouring place, which is a strange way of thinking. And everybody agrees that you need to have deshan there. So I don't see that you've proven this to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef Glili at all.
Does Rabbi Shimon not hold of the
not hold of the whole Mishnah?
Of three Bate.
No. Of course he holds of that. He doesn't hold that you're Matame Begonim.
No, I understand. But he still holds his three.
Sure. This is a completely different issue. This was the... Well, you walked in later, of course. But this was the issue that it was appearing by the par of the Yom HaKippurim as opposed to the par Kohen Mashiach, par Eda, and Deshan combination, which told us Shalosh Machanos, which then was applied to everything. Kasher HaSala par Matame Begadim. It's the Soref and only the Soref, if that's what it means, and Rashi says that's what it means, then we'd be going like Rabbi Shimon. And only the Soref is Metame Begadim. Not even somebody who lights the fire That's not part of the Sreifa. He's not Matame Begadim. Not the one who put the wood, carefully making it ready on the Ma'aracha of the Beit HaDeshen to burn the par. He's not Matame Begadim. When we talk about a Sreif, we mean somebody who's Misayeya B'Sha'at Sreifa. He actually turns the meat, puts the meat, makes the meat burn, not simply prepares the way for burning. You might think that if the meat has already been burned, that nonetheless, anybody who continues now to sweep the place, to turn it, and so on, is part of Asareif Otatam Lumar. No, Asareif Otam. They need to be identifiable still as a par of a sawyer, not a pile of ashes. So otam mitamin begadim, but misha naasim eferim mitamin begadim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, now explaining how he understands his shita, which we saw earlier in the Mishnah, otam mitamin begadim only when they are intact as a part of the sar mitamin begadim. But nitach habasar, once the meat has become charred, it's no longer otam. And therefore, it's ein mitamei begadim. The difference between the two drashot, obviously, Omar Rava, ikevinayo deshavya charucha. The difference would be, if you charred it, you made it into charcoal. Now, it's not ether. Is that mitamei begadim, if somebody now continues to turn around the charred meat or not? That's the machloket. Hadran alach tavul yom.
Bli neder. Huh?
New parrot coming up.
Font
on. Font on.
What?
Font on.
Here comes.
Begins the.
Font on. Heilige Perek.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I should have given you a week's warning. Hashochet v'amale b'chutz. Now we are moving on now into a completely new area. And in order to get to our new area, why don't we take a look at the psukim inside so that we can get a better idea of the sugya and the drushas of the psukim that we're going to be looking at in the parsha of Acharei Mot. And of course, there's nowhere else where you would expect to find these halachot, if you think about it, because the makor of the conception of the distinction between inside and outside is all Yom HaKippurim. It begins in Yom HaShemini with making mistakes about inside and outside and the murderous effect of those mistakes, which creates the Kedushat HaMishkan, which translates into the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, in which you've got five transitions between inside and more inside, and then the final totally outside of the Seher HaMishtaleach, and the contrast as a pairing between that which goes all the way in and that which goes all the way out. So whatever Acharei Mot is about, it's about inside and outside, that's for sure, on every level. And therefore, we would expect to find the standard dinim that are not directly relevant to Yom HaKippurim, but that are a universal din, about shechting a carbon outside, or bringing a carbon outside. That's precisely where we would expect to find it, and that is where we find it. So if we take a look now in Parashat Acharei Mot, in Vayikra, and we look in Perek Yud Zayin, and we read as follows, in Pasuk Gimel, Ish ish mi Beit Yisrael, Asher yishchat shor, o chesev, o eiz b'machane, o asher yishchat michutz l'machane. But not in the Beit HaMikdash, not in the Olamoy. Yo petach Olamoy, lo evio, somebody who shechs and did not bring it to the Olamoy, la'akriv korban la'Hashem, lifnei Mishkan HaShem, and he didn't do that shechita in front of the Mishkan HaShem, dam yechashev le'isha, it's blood, dam shafach, that's murder. V'nichrat ha'ishu mikerav amo, and he's chayev karet. Now then it comes to say something which doesn't seem to be meaningful in the context of the Stam Din of Shchut Echutz. L'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael et zivreyem asher im zofchim al p'nei ha-sadeh. So that those korbanot which b'nei Yisrael have until now been treating cavalierly to bring outdoors as if the whole world is their place and there is no such thing as a mechitza. Now you'll remember that that is the makor of the concept of treifa. Basar basadeh treifa, which is the makor of the isra of the achila basar yotze. That's the din of treifa. Remember that any loss of defined space creates treifot. This is very important to recognize. It's not the attack on the animal, per se, that creates the treifa. It's the fact that that attack means that it has no protective mechitzot. But it's the mechitzot that's the essential point, as we've shown so many times, which is the reason that the moment you take something out of its mechitza, let's say basar kachim, kachim leaves the azara, it becomes treif. You're over on the isur of eating treifot, as if it was attacked by a wolf, not the right wolf.
After shechita?
No, this is the shechita. If you do,
shechita was done.
No, this is talking about the Shechita. I was just talking about meat that was removed after Shechita. Or Yavbosar Kotshim Kalim that was removed from Yerushalayim, which is where it's supposed to be eaten. Or forget about Kotshim, no Kotshim. You have a fetus who sticks its leg out of its mother's uterus, and now the mother is Shechita. Normally a fetus is Hutar with the Shechita of the mother. This leg is Trefa, will always be Trefa. The rest of the body can be eaten. The leg is Trefa, because it left its Mechitza. So it has a different definition of space. Its space, it lives in the world of its mother's uterus. So whatever defines the space of that object is its place. Leaves that space, it's gone. And therefore, says the Torah, the concept of Shechitas Chutz is so that no longer should these people be like animals that live without a spatial definition. Al Pnei HaSadeh. Instead, they are meant to ve'vium la'Hashem el petach ol moed el ha'kohen v'zavchu zivchei shlamim la'Hashem otam. Those things shall be brought instead as korbanot. And then it says the most remarkable thing. V'lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem la'seirim. That they never again bring their sacrifices to these dancing devils or shadim or whatever these seirim are, which they have been following away from me. What in the world does this have to do with anything? It's all very, very strange. And we know the famous remez of the Eben Ezra, who says, when you get to be 33, you'll understand this. And if you count 33 words, you reach the word, v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem la'seirim, from the din of the Sora Mishtaleach, so that what he's being Maramis to is, of course, the entire Zohar, and that the Sora Mishtaleach, connected the gift that Yaakov sends to Esav, is our gift to the Satan, which are the Seirim. So it takes us back to the primal roots of Avodat Kochavim, which is the essential Pnim and Chutz distinction, which is what Yom Kippur is all about. So now this does relate it back to Yom Kippur in a very mysterious way, but the point is we're talking about in and out, even in terms of the subconscious, in and out of the world you think you live in, into the world of Stephen King. That it's different levels of reality, there's ins and outs, and the only part that seems to be speaking directly to a clear-cut halacha, as opposed to this weird, I mean, the Torah goes into this whole strange philosophical digression about, well, and the purpose of all of this, Laman Hashem, where does it ever do this? The purpose of all of this, telling us, and we don't want them to get up the way they used to and look at life the way they used to. It's a very strange digression over here, in which we hear this monologue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining why he thinks this is an important mitzvah. It's really weird. Now we're going to be darshaning all of this today and see how it does impact the clear-cut halacha that we were just talking about a moment before. Now, we need to look, this is as far as the halacha of Shechita. That's what it says, lo yizbechu. But if we take a look in Dvarim, now we'll have to jump ahead a little bit, in which Moshe Rabbeinu now is reviewing the Torah, and we take a look in Parshat Re'eh, so let us move to Perek Yud Beit, and Pasuk, you know, let's start with Sheni, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Parshat Re'eh. V'haya ha-makom, now it's talking about the place. Of course, now we have the different sense of what we mean by the place. It's not a building, it's a place. It's about space, it's about a different context. So v'haya ha-makom, asher yivchar Adonai Elohechem bo, l'shaken shemo sham, shama taviu kol asher anochi metzave etchem. So the early posik in Acharei Mot was a reference to the Mishkan, and zvicha, that is to say, shechita outside of the Mishkan, a petach o moed lo evio. Ultimately, as your history will develop, there will be a place. And that place, and this is repeated again and again in Re'eh, v'haya makom asher yivchar Hashem lokechem, ve'veitem shama, take a look back in posik vav, ve'veitem shama olotechem v'zivchechem, in posik zayin, v'chaltem sham lifnei Hashem lokechem, and lo ta'asun kekol asher anochi osim po ayom, which is the equivalent of, lo yizbechu od, in order that it not be al pnei hasadeh. So here it mentions it as ish kol hayashar beinav, doing whatever the heck you want, without any guidelines, without any location, without any meaning. That will be over. That's because you haven't yet arrived, you see. You're still animals. Lo batem adata la menucha v'la nachala asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach. But then vavartem et hayarden, then you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Then v'yashavtem ba'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha matkivet. And in the end, when you finally settle it correctly, v'niach lekem mikol oyveichem misaviv, V'yashavtem betach, without rockets landing in Be'er Sheva. V'haya makom asher yivcha Adonai Elohechem bo, l'shaken shemo sham, shama taviyo et kol asher anochi mitzaveh etchem. Then there will be a place, and that place God will choose. And that's where you're to bring the olotechem, zivchechem, and so on. And then v'simachtem lifnei Adonai Elohechem, atem uvnechem uvnotechem. And finally we get in Yud Gimel, Yishamer Lecha, you better watch out. Pen ta'aleh olotecha b'chol makom asher tireh. What do you think, all places are the same? Well, because it looks like a nice place with a pretty wall, so you could bring a korban there? Don't even think about it. Ki im b'makom asher yivchar Adonai b'achat shevatecha, sham ta'aleh olotecha, sham ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzavecha. Look at the constant repetitive sham, sham, makom, makom. There is a specific place. So there are specific coordinates about what it is that you can do. Now here, it's not talking about zvicha. It's talking about taviyu. That means this is where it is that you are meant to bring your korban. So, in the previous context, we talked about the zvicha, and we talked about a petach moed lo evio lahakriv, dam ye chashev, but it didn't say, be careful not to be makriv, it just said, don't be zoveah. Now this, we're going to have to look into, what is the relationship between these two issues? Zvicha, the act of shechita, nothing else, and hakrava. So that there are two separate Yisurim over here. About both of them it says karet. And at least about one of them it says, Yishamer Lecha pentaleh olotecha, that we just saw. Be careful not to just bring it wherever you want. Okay, so let's now start the Mishnah. Then we're going to get in. We're going to see. And then we're going to go into the details of what it is that we just read in the text. Hashochet v'amaleh, because suppose you do both. You do the shechita, and then you actually continue on, and you do the ha'aloh, you bring it up as a carbon on your local bama. You're chayev separately on the shechita, and separately for the ha'aloh. Now obviously, when we say you're chayev over here, it would be a reference to a separate chiyuv chatat as well. Because each one of these is a chiyuv karet, and always when we use these additive chiyuvim in the context of an iser karet, we're talking about the chiyuv karet, which is the chiyuv chatat. So the impact that we note is on the chiyuv karet, of a chiyuv karet, is the fact that if he does a peshogeg, he would bring two separate chataot. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, no he wouldn't, because you see, if you were shochet bifnim, so now you have a korban that was shechted properly, where it was supposed to be, and then you bring it out in your malat b'chutz, you see, and shachat b'chutz v'leh b'chutz, then you would be pot. But if you shechted it outside, how could you be chayav, since you're only chayav on something which could have been brought bifnim? So all you did, lo he'alel davar pasul. So you can't take the same korban and shecht it b'chutz and also be malet b'chutz and be chayev twice. It's true you can be chayev twice, but on two separate things. You could shecht a korban b'chutz and be chayev. You could shecht another korban bifnim and take it b'chutz to bring it up b'chutz and be chayev for the bringing it up. But you can't take the same animal, shecht it b'chutz, and be malet b'chutz and expect to be chayev on two separate things. Because once you did the shechita b'chutz, you already ruined the animal. Shlohel el davar pasul. All you're bringing up is something that's possible anyway, and you're not chayev on bringing up something that's possible. It has to be el petach ha'moed lo yevieno. Could this have been brought to the petach ha'moed if you wanted to? You wouldn't be allowed to bring it. Omrula say the chachomim, but that's crazy. And if you shechted the carbon inside, the moment that you brought it outside, you also made it possible. So that means there's no such thing as being chayev, because if you shechted outside, it's possible. If you shechted inside, the moment you brought it outside, in order to bring it up as a carbon outside, it's anyway possible. So obviously, the Torah is taking into consideration the fact that, by definition, if you're being mala b'chutz, you're being mala davar pasul. So the one thing that couldn't be included in el petach ha'omer lo evio is the fact that it's outside. The fact that it's outside is what we're talking about, for God's sake. So a petach ha'moed lo evio has to mean some other psul, not the fact that it's not inside. Quite reasonable. Omruloso, I mean, by your standards, you might as well throw out the whole parsha. Because afashochet b'fim u'mala b'chutz is also in u'mala l'dover pasul. Kivan shotzio, the moment he took it out from inside, it's already pasul. And, interestingly, in exactly the same vein, we have the following. Ha'tameh, you have an adam tameh. Who eats Kodesh? Now the din is, if someone eats Kodesh, b'kedushat aguf is chayav karet. But if someone who is tahor eats basar that's tameh, he's zorban alav v'nada chayav karet. We saw this at great length, the difference between kol tahor yochol basar v'hatameh, and so on. One is a chayav lav, one is a chayav karet. The shachat b'fim v'alav b'chutz, he's saying, is the only way to be chayav. There you're chayav. But you could, it should say the word chayav. It's confusing because this is, and indeed the correct years is chayav. Shachat b'fnim ve'la b'chutz chayav. That's what's confusing you. Shachat b'chutz ve'la b'chutz is patur. Right. Okay, so now back to this case. Please try to do that while we're in it, not after we've moved on to something else. It's very disturbing. So now, a tamei b'tumat haguf, who eats basar, whether that basar is tamei, whether that basar is tar, is chayav karet. Says Rabbi Yossi Yaglili, exactly the same argument. A tamei who ate something that's tahar is chayav. But a tamei who eats something that's tamei is potter, because anyway he only ate a dover tamei, which is not roi for achila. And b'meila, you're limited to the isser of eating a dover tamei. So they said to him exactly the same thing as they said here. By your standards, no one will ever be chayav, because the moment that he's tamei, as soon as he starts eating the basar tamei, he made a tamei. And if he makes it tamei, you said, well, if it's tamei, then he's not chayav karet if he's tamei. So, in other words, there's no such case. This is as idiotic as the thing you said about bachutz. If it's bachutz, so then there can't be a chayav of chutz, because it is bachutz. You're saying the same thing. If he's tamei, there can't be a chayav of tumah, because he is tamei. What kind of argument is that? Now, obviously, there's a simple way out of this one. Jam it down his throat. And Tosfos says, but the fact is that the Torah doesn't make any distinctions. So you can't limit the pasuk to say he's talking about jam it down his throat. The Torah just says that somebody who eats. Right. So therefore they said to him, Omrulo, af tamei shachal ta tahor, kivan shenagabo tim'uhu, v'tahor shachal tamei patur, she'enu chaya ve'la tumataguf. Now if a tahor eats tamei, there we agree with you, because you're only chaya of the isser of eating basar kodesh, betumat haguf karet, but not betumat basar. So let's get back to the opening statement. You said that there's a separate chiyuv chatat for shchitas chutz and a separate chiyuv chatat for ha'alat chutz. Now, when it comes to the ha'alat chutz, we have both the onesh of karet and we have the lav. The onesh, it says b'feirush, vel petach ol moed lo evio lakriv korban l'Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem dam yechashev le'ishahu. Remember, v'nichrat ha'ishahu mikeravamo. Okay, now that says yikrivo, right? That's ha'alat. Where does it say the Isra of Allah? In Re'eh. That's why it's part of the whole Re'eh. Don't look and say, looky, looky, and I'll be makrib there. Okay, putting together these two things, we have the Lav, which is the only time you could be chayav on a chatat, because a chatat is dover shezidono, would be chayav karet, and it is also a lav, as we learn out from the model of the lo tachsom shor b'disho. Okay, v'chiha d'yom revav and amrev lazer koma kom. Where does it say don't do it? Because he shaber is don't do it. Every place where the pasuk uses the word watch out means no, big no, no. So he shamer pen, al. That is the same thing as saying lo. That's a lo tasa. But shchita. Now, I read the part about the onesh. Yes, it says, el petach ol moed lo evio, v'nichrat, and that was all in the context of zvicha, l'man asher lo yizbechu. So it says karet. Okay. But where does it say, do not sheft? Well, you know, it says, v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem la'si'irin, which could be read as, do not sheft outside, which would be the equivalent of al pnei ha-sadeh, as if you're shechting to the demons. No, that v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem, that's not what that is referring to. We know what that lav is. Haimi b'ayla l'dekar b'yalazer, the Omar. How do you know that if instead of asking, so the classic definition of Avodah Zarah is to follow the rules. You do what it is that this thing was set up as. Now, of course, the Merkulis was set up as, I can give you a demonstration what one does to Merkulis. One moment. Since we do happen to have a pile of rocks sitting here that is completely dormant and domain, you pick up another rock and you throw it at it. And that's how you treat a Merkulis. But suppose you would bring a sacrifice to the Merkulis. Yeah, suppose you bring him a steak. Would that be considered to be the proper Avodat HaMerkulis? By normal standards, no, because it's he's hoping. Sushi, maybe. So then I need a special pasuk to tell me that even if you do something, which is not what you ought to be doing to Merkulis, you should be throwing stones at it, but you're doing something nice to the Merkulis. By the way, that's a question which is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is it the nice versus the not nice that is important for this drasha? Or is it general? The question of is it included in the class of Aveda to this particular thing? Okay, but we'll set that aside for now.
It doesn't matter that it's a general type of order for other Avodas?
No, until we have this pasuk. And this pasuk comes to add that the act of Zvicha is a universal act of Aveda, and therefore would apply across the board to any Avodah. Lo yizbechu odet Zvichei, and that's what that's come to tell me. That's the primal drosha. And, I mean, look, anybody who reads is going to say the word L'Seirim obviously relates to some type of demonic worship and has nothing to do with just the normal Isser of Shechitas Chutz, which is very strange, because what's it doing then in the middle of the parsha of Shechitas Chutz and L'man lo yizbechu? So however one learns it, we have an issue over here. What's the central meaning? But since La Halacha, we learn out Rebbe Eliezer's din here. Minayin lezaver beima lemrakule shulchayav dechtiv, v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheyem, imei no inyan likidarka. Are we talking about a standard Aveda? No. Now we know from Echa Ya'avdu, the Torah says in normal terms, the hishamer lecha, which is the law, ben tinakesh achareyem. And how is that? So that certainly does not apply here, because it's not what you would normally do to a Merkulis. Therefore, today we need the Shalokidarka. So why are you using this pasuk to be the Azara for Shchutas Chutz if the Torah goes out of its way to connect it to Sirim? Oh my Rabbah, now wait a minute, there's two separate issues over here. One of which, yes, we acknowledge, is for the din of Seirim and Merkulis and so on. But there's two levels of drasha. It says, lo yizbechu et zivcheihem asher hem zovchim. Those are two separate things. So you need to be kribe v'lo yizbechu and kribe v'lo od. I mean, it could easily have simply said, v'lo od et zivcheihem l'seirim, which would have been a very poetic way of saying, no longer do their sacrifices go to the demons. Instead, you say separately, lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem l'seirim. That additional word means there's two levels of the drasha. So there's two lows here. Lo yizbechu, lo od. Ah, but you see, Rabbah, we've already used that drasha as well. Because Akata Niboyle Likitatani, the Baraita points out that there's two separate levels of Shchutei Chutz. What is that? One is talking about, take a look at the, look back again in the Pasuk in Acharei Mod, and you'll see very clearly that there's an unnecessary discussion in that whole digression that we spoke about. There's an unnecessary discussion about what it is that you shouldn't do anymore. Take a look in Yud Zayin again, where it says, first, Elohim Oed Lo Eviu, Lakriv, Korban, and then the digression begins in Pasuk He. Leman Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael, Et Zivcheihem Asher Eim Zofchim Al Pnei Asadeh, Veviyum LaHashem. Is that relevant? Obviously, if you tell me not to shech outside, you've told me not to shecht outside. You don't have to say, I'm telling you not to shecht outside so that you should no longer shecht outside, so that they shall bring the korbanot that they have been shechting outside. I'll tell you what this is all about, my friends. Brilliant. Suppose the Mishkan already exists, the Beit HaMikdash already exists. Someone is makriv a korban. He knows he's donating a korban. When he donates that korban, he donated it to be brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, if he does the Shechita B'chutz, he's chayev. But how about if a guy is living during the time in which there's no givon, there's no Beit HaMikdash, and he donates, I want to bring the korban olah, I'm going to bring it in my backyard. That's wonderful, big mitzvah. All of a sudden he gets a telegram, stop, they have built a Beit HaMikdash. Oh God, now what do? I'm going to schlep out to Yerushalayim, or to Shiloh. Good thing that I decided to bring this before they built that place, now I don't have to go. Comes along the pasuk to add, it's irrelevant what you thought and whether there was a Mishkan or a Beit HaMikdash at the time that you donated it. Laman asher yavil b'nei Yisrael et zivcheihem asher hem zofchim al pnei hasadeh. Correctly, there was a zovech al pnei hasadeh. It would have been correctly brought al pnei hasadeh, except that now it's supposed to be brought l'Hashem in the Olam Haoyed. So even though you had already made the Kedusha prior to the building of the Mishkan, or prior to the building of the Beit HaMikdash, the permanent Beit HaMikdash, you're still going to have to bring it L'Hashem. So I still need two separate Isurim to tell me, Merkulis! Bam! See? Thank you for the next bullet. We'll take it out of your Horat Keva.
How do we justify that with the
Sukkim? There's no makam.
Only if there is a
makam, and that we darshan from the Re'ei Alamenu Chavel Anachala, one being Shilo, one being Yerushalayim. Latete Tera Ben Zelazet. That's not important for us now. But meanwhile, we do see that there's two levels of Isra. And therefore, Mibay Leit Kiritanya, At Kanu Medaber Bekodashim, Shigdishan Bishat Isur Habamot, Vikrivan Bishat Isur Habamot. Look, if you just start with the first pasuk of be careful, lo, and lo yizbechu, that's fine. But to add the extra drasha is to tell me something new. And that is that over there, we know that the original one, it says, El Petach HaOmoed Lo Avio. What does that mean? You knew you should have brought it to the Omar, you idiot, and you didn't. So therefore, v'nichrita. And we know that it says, Yishamar lecha in re'eh, tein ta'aleh olotecha, fine. But the rest, the continuation in Acharimot, of the opening, which is post the Karet discussion, there it says, b'zvachim shehikdisha b'shat heter habamot, and nonetheless, lo od, no more. So even though it would have been okay, no more, it's not okay. And then you're Ikrivan Bishat Yisur HaBamot. And that's why it says, L'man Asher Yaviyu Bnei Yisrael, Et Zivcheyem Asher Heim Zovchim, meaning the Zvachim that were Hitarti Lecha, Apnei HaSadeh. The ones that I originally told you, it's okay, you can bring them B'chol Mekom Asher Tir'eh, but now it's Apnei HaSadeh. As far as I'm concerned, it's like an animal. L'man Lecha Zoveach Bishat Yisur HaBamot, even where he had been Magdish Bishat Heter HaBamot, it's like he's living in Stephen King world. Just opnei asadeh, where anything can happen. No mechitzot. Then it says, ve'evium la'ashem. Ve'evium la'ashem is a mitzvah tasei. Okay, fine. Where's the law? Ah, Talmud Lomar. Lo yizbechu od. What Rabba was claiming was the drasha to tell me the primary iser is actually to tell me now this secondary is a lav without karet, mind you. Didn't say karet over here. The v'nichrita was said on the opening, which was b'shat yisur habamot ve'elo amoed, petach amoed, lo hikrivo. Yochol. So there, that's the ode. So don't give me this business, Rab, of utilizing that ode. That's not what that ode is. Yochol yehei anush karet. You might think that indeed you would be chai of the same karet with which the parsha opened when it was discussing Hakrova, where you had been magdish, b'shat yisur habamot. Talmud Omar, Chukat Olam Tiyeh Zot Lehem Ledorotam. This Iser Lav, this mitzvat asay, only that applies to this case, not the previous case. The Lo Acheret Lehem, not what we said before, the Iser Karet, at the beginning of the parasha. There indeed it's a completely different level of Iser, and it's a greater violation, and as Mechayev Karet, over here it's an Iser Lav. But it's certainly not what Rabba was saying to tell me that we have this azhara of El Petach HaOmoed, that I don't see that that's true at all. Where does it say not to do shechita? B'shas Iser HaBomais, where was Hugdash B'shas Iser HaBomais, where there's a chi of karet. I understand that's a chatas because of the karet, but a chatas is only a chi of where there's an azhara. Ela Omar Abaya. Now Abaya says an outrageous thing over here, which of course we're going to attack in the end. It's a kal v'chomer. No, we know that ein mazirin min adin, and in the end we're going to get back to that. How do you bring a kal v'chomer to create an azhara? You can't give an azhara of a lav because it makes sense. But we'll see why in this case Abaya thinks it makes sense. Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shalo anash, he's here. You just told me the craziest thing, and now you'll understand why it seems very reasonable to see this as an applicable azhara, despite the fact that it's a kal v'chomer. You just brought me, and what was our attack on Rabba? That even though it says v'lo yizbechu, that lo yizbechu is talking about zvicha b'shat yisur habamot, where the hegdash was b'shat yisur habamot. Says Abaye, I mean, what are you, crazy? You're telling me it's limited to tell me the lotaser where there's zot and not the chi of karet, but there's no lotaser where there is a chi of karet. That's ridiculous. If you're adding the din now, secondarily, that even though you were magdish b'shat tera b'mot, nonetheless, you better realize that there's a mitzvah tase and even a mitzvah lotase, which we learn out from what originally Rabba said was meant to be the drosh of the original azhara for shechitas chutz. So now you're telling me that, no, that is referring to the case of where he was magdish b'shat heter habamot. And therefore, it is not the Azorah that is meant to apply to the Yisrkaret. I say to you, says Abaya, that is nonsense. Because if the Torah is ready to tell you in the same pasuk that there's an Isra Lav, where there's no Chi of Karet, Alachat Kamavi Kamavi is an Isra Lav, where there is a Chi of Karet, it's the same deal. You can't limit the Lota set to only the second part. Does that make sense to you? So now it's a Kavach Omer. Uma b'makom shalo anash yizir. Makom shanash enotin yizir. If there's an Isra Karet, kol shekein yizmazir. Omele Ravina Ravashi. Wait a minute. What an astonishing statement. You're telling me that we can create new Isurim based on an analysis of a more chomer situation of a Chiyuv Karet. I mean, that's wild. I got a good one for you. What's the standard Chatas called? Chatat Chelev, remember? Oh, it's called standard Chatas, Chatat Chelev. Okay, great. I say, we don't even need a lav to tell me the Isur of eating Chelev. And we would still have a Chatas Chelev. Because it's a Kal V'chomer. Lo Yamer Lav B'Chelev. Don't even mention the Isur of eating Chelev. So how would you be able to be Yotzei the model of Lo Tachsom Shor B'Disho, which is now defines the parsha of Chatas by its mihut? Because I know that there's a lav. How do you know? What's a kav chomer? The Torah said, lo tochar kol nevela. Obviously, that is certainly a lav for eating chalev. I mean, in nevela, there's no iser of karet. Nonetheless, it says, don't eat any chalev. Don't eat any nevela. Kol shekein chalev, where it says, v'nichras, for sure is usher to eat. What do you think about that? We can just throw out all the lav that have to do with an iser karet of achila because it's kav chomer from nevela. Yeah, brilliant. So Chelev Shanash Enodinchi is here? Then they brought this taina to Rava. So after the comment to Rava, he said, look, that's not a good question. Because Minevela Namilad, you can't learn it from Nevela is a lousy example. Because you could always ask, no matter what you're trying to learn out of Nevela, Ma Nevela Shemitami. You could say the Torah was mazir, even without karet, on something which is so bad that it even brings you to mataguf. Chelev is specifically excluded from the din, even if tumas nevela. So what are you going to tell me? That chelev is a kal v'chomer, that it's also on the contrary. It's even innate in the din and nevela that the chelev is excluded. So for heaven's sakes, that's not where to ask from at all. Okay, fine, I won't ask from there. You need examples of lotas says without karet, that it should be able to apply to chelev. Fine. I'll bring you an example of Shrotzim. Let me learn out Chelev from a Kal V'chomer from the Isser of Shrotzim. And you're going to tell me, I mean, I already know the din of Mitameis. It can't be because of the Mitame, that's the Nevela. Ah, but Shrotzim are Mitamim B'mashavu, which a Nevela isn't. The classic is Ayat. And Sheretz is Mitame even B'kadasha. Okay, how about Shrotzim Tahorim? How about the Isser of Achila of Shrotzim that are not Mitame at all? What about that? No, you can't learn out from that either, says Rava, because Malah Shrotzim Tahorim, where the Isser Achila is learned out from the din of Tuma of Shrotzim, you can have also an Isser B'mashu, because the Sheretz begins B'ka Adash. So the Chomet starts off the size of an Adash, therefore, that's what the Torah is Asring B'Achila. Mashenkin Chelev, where it says an Isser of Achila, which is Kizayit. Okay, how about Orla, huh? Orla, Kloya Kerem, how about that? There's no Isser Karet over there. But you can't use them as models because they're Asur Ba'ana. It's Chelev Asur Ba'ana. On the contrary, the pasuk goes out of its way to say, Yaseh l'chol melacha, v'yachol lo tochlu. Yaseh l'chol melacha means specifically it is Mutter Ba'ana. Repetitive assertion of Merkulis name. Mal Arlok la'akem shkana surim ba'ana. Okay, fine, I'll move on to Shvi'it. How about that? No? Shvi'it is not Tame, Shvi'it is not Isra Hana'ah. Nonetheless, and it's Arachi of Karet, nonetheless, Torah says you're not allowed to eat now. Perot Shvi'it, and therefore, Koshiken, you're not allowed to eat Chelev. Come on, Shvi'it is a whole new thing. I mean, it's got Kedusha in the Perot of Shvi'it, which if you sell, is Teface the Domin. If you sell a piece of Chelev, is there an Isra? What you bought with the money? To forget about it. Oh, man. Okay, how about Truma? Truma. In Truma, it's not Tofes Domim, no Chi of Karet, no Isser Hana'ah, not Metame. Whew. Why don't we learn out the Isser of Chelev from a Zar eating Truma? Nah, come on. A Truma? I mean, is there a case? Truma is very chomer, you know. Is there any case you could think of where you're allowed to eat Truma as a Zar? Never. Can you think of a case where you can eat Chelev? Would you like to taste the taste of Chelev? Would you? Come into my butcher shop and I'll give you a completely kosher Chelev. As long as its source is in, let's say, a deer that Richie might have shot. Any question you ask me, I'm going to be able to show you that you can't learn chelev, because chelev, by definition, is going to be more kal, since we don't aser the chelev of, let's say, a deer. Boy, me day, Rabbi Zeira, me bar me bar chia, bar me la me rabavin bar kahana. Hard it zan chibura yoich lanoye de mashkin chibura tuma kwan la, vein tuma la tuma chamura. Monim bo rishom sheni, o ein monim bo rishom sheni. Omar le, kol eichad batame adam, monim bo rishom sheni. Ein batame adam, ein monim bo rishom sheni. Getting back to the Mishnah. Yatsu elu ve elu. Mino ani milen. The Tana Rabbanan lahalano omer chutz shalosh machanot. Why then, by the power of Yom Kippurim, does it say lemachana achat? I'll tell you why. Lomar lecha, kivan sheyatzu michutz lemachane hasaref otam yechabes begadav. That's the point. And how about the others? Hem gufe minola. The Tana Rabbanan vatzet kol apar michutz lemachane by the power of Mashiach means chutz shalosh machanot. Says who? Atah omer chutz shalosh machanot. But kishomer bepar heida mechutz hamachana, which is completely unnecessary. She ain't tzarich lomar sharik var neamar kasher saraf at apar harishon. What's the point? Clearly, liten lomachana shniya. Now, when it says yet again mechutz hamachana with the din of otzaat hadeshen, which is also completely unnecessary, sharik var neamar back in the park or in Mashiach al shefech hadeshen yisarev. What's the point? Liten lo machane shlishit. Okay, according to Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with the mechutz lo machane of the par yom kippurim? My ovidle. Mi boile lechide tanya, Rabbi Eliezer omer, ne'emar kan chutz lo machane, ve'ne'emar la'alan chutz lo machane, ma la'alan chutz lo shalosh machanot, afkan chutz lo shalosh machanot. And just like la'alan by a parah aduma, it's le mizrachash or Yerushalayim, nochach, specifically, the Pnei Ohamoi, Afkan, it has to be Zerach Lishroi. Okay, and the Rabbanan, Hecha Sariflu, Kiratani, Echan Yisrafim, Litzfon Yerushalayim, as is the want of a Chatat, Chutz the Shalosh Machanot. Rabbi Yosef, Lilomer, you're forgetting. It also needs Deshen. Abet HaDeshen Yisrafim. Omar Rabbah, Man Tanya, the Polagala, Rabbi Yosef, Lilu, Rabbi Yosef, and Yaakovi, the Tanya, Al Shefach HaDeshen Yisrafim. Sheish Sham Deshen, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Nonov, Sheish Makom Mishupach, Omele Abaya, who's to say that he's arguing? Dilma ben Makom Mishupach, Plegea, not about Deshen. Tanu Rabbanan Asoreif, and only Asoreif, Alibid Rabbi Shimon, is Metane Begadim, Velaam Betsitata Ur, Metabe Begadim, Velaam Misaderat Amaracha, Metame Begadim, Vezeo Asoreif, Hamisayea, Mishaad Srefa. Yochol af mishenasu efer metami begadim. Talmud lomar otam. It has to be while they are recognizably parvesayir metami begadim. But mishenasin efer ein metami begadim. Rabbi Shimon omer no otam means when they are still intact. Metami begadim. Once it's nitach habasar ein metami begadim. May binayu omer Rabbi kibinayu deshavye charucha. Hashochet v'amala b'chutz chayev al hashchita v'chayev al ha'allah. Rabbi Yosef Glili omer, shochat b'fnim v'ala b'chutz, yes, chayav. But shochat b'chutz v'ala b'chutz is patur. Shlo he'ale ala davar pasul. Amrulo, by that standard, any ala b'chutz is pasul, even if he shochet b'fnim emala b'chutz. The moment he was motzio, he was poslo. We have exactly the same discussion. By atame betumata guf she'achal ben kodesh tame ben kodesh tahor he's chayev ali b'tana kamer b'yosegli says no if he's a tame shachot tahor yes he's chayev b'tame shachot tame anyway lo achal ala davar tame and we have the same response amrulah well I mean by that standard there's no such thing as eating baser tahor because aftame shachal at tahor kim shenagabo timu anyway right. The tahor shachal tamei is pater from karet. Sheno chayav karet, meaning chatat, which we're talking about, ela al tumat haguf. So bishloma ha'allah, k'tiva onesh, k'tiva zor. Onesh says, el petach omoid lo hevio. Now let's talk about ha'allah. Azara, yisham alocha ben ta'ale, olotecha in re'e. But v'chi ha, the Amr Rav and Amr Rav Elazar, the word pen, in Yishamer. Those always mean love. Okay, so Yishamer pen al ino lotase. But shchita? I mean, the onesh it says. Ve'al petach lamoy lo evio. But azara? Where does it say the azara minol? Omar Akra, it says, v'lo yizbechu od. No. That comes to tell me, Rabbi Eliezer's din, the Omer Minayim, the Zvech Bemelam Arkulis, which is Shalom Kedar Chavodatzah, Shuchayav. Dechtiv alo yizbechu odet zivcheyem. Imenu inin le kidarka, dechtiv eich ayav du hagu yima emet Eloheyem, sneu imyan le Shalom Kedarka. Omar Rabbi, there's two drushes here, man. Kribe, v'lo yizbechu. And then there's the other thing of v'lo od. No. How about? I mean, there it says, on Shanamur Petro Moid Vinikrita. And where does it say in Azara? Hishamalacha Pentale Lotecha. But from this point on, it's talking about Zvachim. Shikdishan Bishat Heterabamot, Vikrivan Bishat Isurabamot. Shemelaman, Asher Yaviu Bnei Yisrael Tzivchem, Asher Zehem Zovchim. Which means, Zvachim Shitatil Rakvar Bishat Heterabamot, Alpnei Asadeh, Lomalacha. Even if you are Magdish Bishat Heterabamot, Hazoveach Bishat Isurabamot, Male Alava Katuv Gilu Yikriv Alpnei Asadeh. Now, Veviyum Lashem is Mitzvot Aseh. How do we know mitzvah lo taseh? And here is the downfall of Rava's approach. V'lo yizbechu od. So you see that that's not coming to tell me the primary makar of the iser. Yocho yeanesh karet, avlo v'chukat olam tiyazot lahem, l'dor otam. Only the iser, lav and the mitzvah taseh. Zot lahem, v'lo acheret lahem. Not the before mentioned karet, which was referring to shat isur abamot. Elam Rabbi Kavachomer. Look, Ma b'mokem shelo anash, which is the case of Bishat Heter Abamot. He's here. Mokem she anash, eno din she's here. Amar Ravina Lavashua. By those standards, we might as well throw out the lava of the chelev. Lo yamer lava of the chelev. I'll learn out of an avela. If an avela where there's no anash of karet, nonetheless it says lo tochal kol nevela chelev she anash. Eino Dinchi is here. Out of the kind of Rav Amalai, Nevela, bad example. Lo ati, gil mifrach. Ma Nevela shekein metame. Okay, fine. Shrotzim tmeim. No. Shrotzim tmeim even more chomer. They're metame b'mashu. Shrotzim tahorim. No. Shrotzim tahorim are also to eat b'mashu, whereas the chelev is only b'kazayit. Okay. Orla. Kaloya kerem. They are b'kazayit. They're not a chi of karet. Standard law, no, malor l'klaya karam, even though not matame, and so on and so forth, but he's asrimana'ah. Okay, shvius. No, malor shvius, can't avise the mea. Truma! Ah, well, basically, the underlying question you'll be able to ask on everything is truma is lo huter miklala. And in fact, nothing. Mikula namish ke huter miklala. Any question you ask me, I'm going to be able to show you that you can't learn chelev, because chelev by definition is going to be more kal, since we don't aser the chelev of, let's say, a deer.
The following is the graph from the previous half yearly cycle.
So, we're holding on Dr. Chaim and Bayes is walking at the two dots, since somehow we ran out of fuel yesterday.
The two dots,
the last two dots on the thing. It's about one third of the way up from the bottom. So then the Mishnah says, at least the Libet HaTani Kama, that if four people are carrying out, two people are Yotzei, one's a Kalani Yotzer Tommy, both of them are Yotzer, both Tommy, which makes it very clear that the only defining factor is the Azor. We don't need to actually Yotzer Kutzer Shosh Makam. So where exactly do we get that halacha from? That there is two different din. There's the din of the Sreifa. We know the din of the Sreifa is Kutzer Shosh Makam, based on the Asher. But there's a separate din
of the Tumas Begadim, which is also Mechutz L'Machon, but that Chutz L'Machon is defined differently than this Chutz L'Machon. It's a little strange. Now the Girsa that Rashi brings runs as follows. It's not that much different, it's just that it gets directly to the point and then goes back over the point. Lahalan atanotin lehem shalosh machanot. V'kar machaneh echad. In kein lama nemara mechutz l'machaneh, lomar lecha kivon sheyatza chutz l'machaneh echad, mitam'im begadim. Now, this was the response of the Gemara, actually of the Taras Kayanim, to the Pasuk, Lagabe, the dinim of the par that's brought on Yom Kippurim, where over there it says, the truth is it says it all over when it talks about the various nisrafim, but it says over here by the par achatas, vasir achatas, shehuva, damal, chaper, v'kodesh, and so on, it's yom mechutz l'machaneh, ve'asarev, v'zaparai, and so on, all the whole din of tumas begadim. Now, it only mentions one machaneh. Masha'en Kain, in the all of the other cases being the case of the Par Ha'eda and the Par Kohen Mashiach, then we're going to have Purim. So we have the Par Helam Davashot Sibur and the Par of the Kohen Mashiach. Over there, it says, now at least this is what the Brisa asserts, that you gave them Sholosh Machanos. Actually, it doesn't really say Sholosh Machanos, it simply says over there, Mechutz L'Machaneh. The reason, therefore, is, but we'll get to that in a minute. So again, in Rashi's gears, it becomes straight to the point. The reason is that kivan shiyatza chutz l'machan achas mitamei begadim. In other words, we have two separate inyan, the shalosh machanos that are mentioned, legabe the par on davar shel tzibur, and legabe the par of the kohen mashiach. There it's indeed the din of the sreifas mechutz l'shalosh machanos. The din of Mechutz L'Machaneh that's said by the Par Yom HaKippurim, even though, of course, over there we end up learning out one from the other, it's not that it makes any achtamina in terms of the Sreifa. Because you remember, we had the Par HaChatas, we darshan that includes the Par Yom HaKippurim also, fine, but the fact that the Torah over there seems to make dependent on Machaneh, that's a different halacha, that's the Talmud, the din of Tumah, that Asareif, Yechabes Begadav, that din of Tumah is Machaneh Achas, Chutz L'Machaneh. That's the basis of our Mishnah that asserts that as soon as you Yotzei Chutz L'Azorah, then already you're Metamei Begadim. Now, the Gemara wants to know why we're making the assumption. Omar Mar is what it should say. You just got finished saying that La'alan atanotem lehem shalosh machanot, v'kan atanotem lehem machaneh achat. I mean, I don't really get that. Where did you see that it says shalosh machanos by the Par Kohen, the Par Kohen Mashiach, and by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? So there, the Gufa, where does it say that? Now, that we've already established the Ma'aseh in Teres Kayanim. There's a Tana Rabbanan, v'otziyat kol ha'paro mechutz l'machaneh. When it says, v'otziyat kol ha'paro mechutz l'machaneh, that's got to mean chutz l'sholosh machaneh. It does. Ata omer chutz l'sholosh machaneh, so ena chutz l'machaneh achas. How do you know that? Because the point is that it says by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, in the immediate next parsha, it says mechutz l'machaneh. There's no need for that pasuk because it says beferish there in the parsha Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, as you recall, it says kasher sarat esapar harishon. So it compares the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur to the Par of the Kohen Mashiach. So it means that obviously whatever is said in one is said in the other. So what's the point now of repeating again el mechutz l'machaneh? Obviously, it's got to be liten lo machaneh shniyah. So now, it's not enough to be mechutz l'machaneh, meaning outside of the azorah. It also has to be mechutz l'machaneh, meaning outside of our abayim. Now, when we come, shuraymer mechutz l'machaneh b'adesha, we have the same repetition where it says v'otziyat adesha no mechutz l'machaneh. Now I ask you, she'ein tamud lomar, is what I should say. What is the point of telling us that it's mechutz l'machaneh? Obviously it's mechutz l'machaneh, because when it, you sit right here, fine. Nobody sits in this place, they're all scared. You're not scared. You're not scared. You are a little scared. No, if you're more comfortable, by all means. Introducing Simon. So, what then is the point of saying Michutz HaMachaneh when it comes to the Deshen, since the Mokom HaDeshen, it says Beferish, by the Sreifa of the Poros, it says El Shefer HaDeshen. So obviously the Chutz HaMachaneh that we've already noted was Chutz HaShalosh Machaneh by the Parah and Davish of Sibur and by the Parah and Mashiach is defined as the Shefer HaDeshen. So now I know that when it says Votiel HaDeshen, it's got to be at the Chutz HaMachaneh, because it's already identified where the place is to be Moshiach HaDeshen, you see. Therefore, that is yet a third Chutz HaMachaneh that hasn't proven necessary, must be Litein Lo, Sharek Vanem, Al Shefer HaDeshen Yisrael, Ela must be, Ela Litein Lo Machaneh Shlishit. So now we have three Machaneh that are mentioned by the Par HaEda and by the Par Kari Mashiach. The contrast with the din of Michutz HaMachaneh by the Par of Yom HaKippurim is not to tell me that the Par Yom HaKippurim is only Michutz HaMachaneh, because we already know that we learned them out from the extra word Ves Par HaKatas. Right? Kasher Atzal the Par HaKatas, HaKatas the Par Yom HaKippurim, you remember that drasha. In which case, the only possible thing that's becoming to teach us is that there is in fact a halacha of HaSoreh Es HaPara. That is a din of the Chutz HaMachaneh Achas. Now, this is all very nice if you hold like the Tanakhama that the din of Tum is dependent in the Yitzhiyah. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, then there's no such halacha bechlal. I mean, all of this is an absolutely moot discussion. We have no Tuma that relates to the Hotzah. So, according to him, what is indeed the point of mentioning the Chutz HaMachaneh by the Par Yom HaKippurim, where it cannot be telling me, there's Richie's Gemara right over there, where it cannot be telling me that you have to get your Mitame already, Chutz HaMachaneh Achas. So Rabbi Shimon, I'm your Chutz HaMachaneh Mayobitle. What does Rabbi Shimon say the purpose is of the Chutz HaMachaneh that's mentioned? Because I learn out after all that the Chutz HaMachaneh from this Chutz HaMachaneh. Everybody agrees to that. That is needed. As we saw in the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ne'emar Kan Mechutz HaMachaneh. Ne'emar La'alam Chutz HaMachaneh. Ma La'alam Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Av Kan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Rabbi Eliezer has an interesting idea. He says that we learn out the Par Yom HaKippurim from the Par Aduma. What do we learn out? That just like, first of all, we know that the din of as we learned out, the din of Par Yom HaKippurim is the din of Shalosh Machaneh, so then it's got to be Makan Chutz Shalosh Machaneh after Alan Chutz Shalosh Machaneh. So first of all, we know now that the Parah Aduma is Chutz Shalosh Machaneh. That's a Kiddush. So he uses this to tell me that the Chutz Machaneh that's mentioned by the Par Yom HaKippurim is in fact to be applied to the Parah Aduma, which we don't know precisely where that would be, the Bechutz HaMachaneh before Aduma. But we also learn that the inverse, and Ma, Lahalan, just like the Par Aduma we know, has got to be the Mizrachah Shel Yerushalayim. It has to be towards the east, because after all it says, V'yizal Nochach Pnei Ha'omoed. The Nochach Pnei Ha'omoed, somebody's got to be standing, facing the Ha'omoed, even though he's Chutz HaShalosh Machaneh, which means that he's got to be somewhere around Har HaZeisim, which is exactly where this was done. The Chiddush, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that the Shefer HaDeshen, in fact, would be learned from the Mokom of the Shechit of the Parah Aduma, which would mean that it would have to also be to Mizrach HaShel Yerushalayim, which is a tremendous Chiddush. So, Mala Alam Mizrach HaShel Yerushalayim, Ad Kan, the Mizrach HaShel Yerushalayim. Now, obviously, the Rabbanan who use that Pasuk to tell me that there's a din of Tumas Begadim Chutz HaMachaneh Achas, they don't have now the comparison to Parah Aduma, and therefore, according to them, that there would be no basis to say that it's the Mizrach of Shel Yerushalayim. Elo the Rabbanan Hetasarek Lohu, so where, according to the Rabbanan, was the Mokom Hasreifa? Kiritanya. Echan Nisrafim Mitzvon Yerushalayim. The Mokom of the Deshen, according to the Rabbanan, was the Tzvon Yerushalayim, which is the marker of the Desh, actual place that was found, that is the putative Makam of the Deshan, which is near Rehov HaKomash Mishit. So that indeed is the Tzvon Yerushalayim. So Tzvon Yerushalayim, of course, is Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, as we already saw. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Yomer, Abet HaDeshan Nisrafim. There's an additional halach over. It's not just a question of identifying a locale. It's a locale that the Torah insists be the Makom of the Deshan, which means you can't start a Sreifas HaPora in a place that has been miuad for a Deshan. It's got to have Deshan there already from the Mizbeach earlier. So in other words, there's a Heksher of this Makom. It's not just a geographical location. It's also Mukshar to be the place of the Sreifas HaPora because it is the Shefach HaDeshan when Deshan has been spilled. Omar Rava, Man Tana the Polak, I like the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You know who is the author over here of the Shita that we mentioned, that we take for granted that we don't need a place where it's actual Deshem, even though the Torah does say, Al Shefach HaDeshem Yisarev, that would undoubtedly be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya, Al Shefach HaDeshem Yisarev, Shiehesham Deshem, now that we see is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, it means Shiehem Mekomo Mishupach. What it means is that it has to be on an incline, so it's on a hill, so that whatever Deshen ends up there falls down the sides. That's what it means. I'm like, I don't understand. You're assuming that there's a big no in between Rabbi Yezegli and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Maybe they're simply talking about two different elements in the pasuk. The Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Yezegli asserts that there needs to be Deshan, and the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, and it's also not just Deshan, it's also a Shefach HaDeshan, which tells me that it has to be Mekomo is Midron, Mishupach, that's all. So Dilma ben Mekomo Mishupach, please, but maybe they both agree that there has to be Deshan there. I don't see evidence necessarily in my focus. Tana Rabbana.
Has. The
Hekdesh of the Beis Hadesh. Tana Rabbana. Has Soreif mitamei begadim. V'lo hametzit et ha'ur mitamei begadim. V'lo hametzader et ha'ma'aracha mitamei begadim. The Rabbana and Taina, that when we talk about the Soreif, we're talking about, now Rashi learns that this is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no Tumas Begodim until you actually have Hatzata Ta'ur. So Memela, it can say over here, there would be no Tumas Begodim until you actually have Nisrecho Ruba, or Shorat Ha'or Beruba. Because there is the first time that you have where the Torah is referring to being Isaac with the Parah, or being Isaac with the Parah and Israel. Masha'im came, the Rabbanan, who hold that it doesn't depend on the actual Sreifa, Mash, according to Rashi, and everybody agrees, that any type of Isaac, even before Hutsata or Berubo, would also be Mitanya.
The process is starting.
Correct. Ve'ezeo ha-soreif ha-misayeya b'sha'at sreifa. Now, yokol ha-mishina asu eifer mitame begodim. You might think that even after the Parah Aduma is now eifer, the Parah Manisrofer eifer, your mitame begodim. Talmud lomar, otam mitame begodim, mishina asin eifer, ein mitame begodim. So they have to still be ha-soreif otam. They still need to be identifiable as what they are. Once they've been turned into ash, they're no longer mitame. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's not what it means. It means otam mitamim begadim, but nitacha batar in mitamim begadim. But then, doesn't say anything over here about deshan. It says that they're not in the original state. They're not otam. The difference between them being what? Maybe nayu. Or my rabbi ikebinayu de shavya charucha, as we saw earlier, where you have the meat now has been carbonized, but it has been turned into deshan. So all of the moisture is gone, but it's still tzuras habaser, it's just basically carbon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that nitach habaser is already not going to be metamic, a beggar of somebody who continues to be Isaac in the Sreifa, So that's how he's darshing. The otam means that there should be the actual basar that was there. According to the Rabbanan, it means the tsuras habasar. As long as the tsuras habasar is still there, which is true by the nitach habasar, so then it still is going to be matami the gadi. Hagun amlach shavu yom.
Li neder. Amdundai nekeperek.
Hashochet v'hamala b'chutz. Now, we're about to begin a completely new sugya, and if you don't mind passing me the Tanakh over there, or the Vayikra, whatever is handier.
Do
everyone
stop and restart the
MP3? No. It goes according to
DAF. I know.
So, we have in the parsha of Akrei Mot, and obviously that's the place where it belongs, because our concept of Akrei Mot is the definition of inside and outside, and that's what it's all about, right? Aaron's going in, when can you go inside? We go all the way inside, having defined the clarity of those mechitzes. One of the important implications of those mechitzos is also the ultimate mechitza, which would be the din of the original shechita has to be in its mechitza. And of course the ha'alah has to be, oh, this is much nicer, the ha'alah has to be in its mechitza. And so that is the place in which the Torah teaches us the dinim of shechutei chutz and ha'ala'at chutz, which is the topic of this parak. Now, what it says over there is, Ish ish mi beit Yisrael, asher yishchat shor o chesef o eiz ba machaneh, or asher yishchat mechutz la machaneh, somebody who doesn't come to the Mishkan, but he shechs it in the machaneh, whatever machaneh it is, machaneh, oliyah, machaneh, but it's not in the machaneh, shechina, where it belongs, ve'al petach o'el mo'ed lo hevi'yo la'akriv korban la'ashem, lifnei mishkan ha'ashem, and instead of bringing it to the Yo'el Moed, where it should have been, he shechs it in the machaneh or mechutz la machaneh. Dam yechashev leyishahu dam shafach, as if he spilled blood. V'nechrat ha'ishahu mikerav amo. Now that's one parsha, and it says, continues to say, there, leman, which seems to be very gratuitous. We're going to darshan, of course, here in our parak. Leman asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael. Et zivchehem asher hofchim, asher hem zofchim, al pnei hasadeh. Ve'eviyum la'ashem al petach ha'omoed el ha'kohen. Which sounds like it's sort of a fake political announcement. In order to assure that up and up what the Jews have been doing until now, bringing korbanos al pnei hasadeh, shall now be moved over to the base. I mean, what do we care why? What do you mean, Laman Asher Yaviyah? This is the din. That's what's the Laman Asher Yaviyah. Okay, but whatever, we'll see. Now that's part, the first element of this parsha. And then it says an even stranger thing. The lo yizbuchu odet zibcheyem la tzi'irim asher him zonim achreyem. Chukat olam tiezot lehem ledorotav. So that they no longer bring their korbanos to demons. I mean, we're talking about bringing korbanos to demons. We're talking about heter abamais. I mean, good mistake, you know. Now, then it starts all over again, and with the same kind of words. It started, remember, the first part of Shkut Echutz, Ish, Ish, Vibet Yisrael. And it starts again. Ba'alehem Tomar, Ish, Ish, Vibet Yisrael. Again, same introduction. Asher Yale Ola Ozavach. Somebody who brings a carbon is Ma'ale the carbon, as opposed to the Shkita. They'll, the same words now. They'll petach o'a mo'ed lo yevienu la'asot oto la'ashem v'yichrat ha'isha u'mi'amad. So we have two separate isure karet over here. One that's an isur in terms of the act of shvita, without further ado, without ha'alah. The other, which is the ha'alah, without mentioning shvita. Now you'll notice in the first one, it mentions also the negative. The lo yizbuchu odet zikrehem lasirim. Here it doesn't say anything about a negative. It just says if you did it, then you'd be chayav karet. Which of course is a little bit of a problem because we have a rule that we don't manish unless we have an azhara somewhere. It doesn't say don't do. It just says this is what will happen if you do. Sort of takes the don't do for granted. The Gemara is going to worry about that too. So we have two separate Isurim over here, two separate karets over here, and the immediate practical implication of that, of course, is Agabi the Tiyah of Chatas. If you do one Isur twice, Behelam Echa, you're only chayav one Chatas. If you do it 100 times, you're only chayav one Chatas. But if you do two separate Isurim, even though they're interrelated, like, say, like the Shkita and the Ha'alah, then it would appear that you're chayav two separate chatzot, because there's two separate yuvei karets over here, and, as we'll see, two separate lavim, and therefore the fact that they're intimately related, that one went from the shvita to the zvita, is irrelevant. You were over on two separate yisurim, you're bringing two separate chatzot. At least that's a possibility. Now, it may well be that somehow you can't do both of these, and we'll see why that would be. Now, HaShochet V'Amala, says the Mishnah, someone who is both Shochet and Ma'aleh B'Chutz, and it's all the Ha'aleim Echad, he doesn't find out about the Yisr of Chutz until later. Nonetheless, he's Chayev separately a Chatas for his Shkita, and separately a Chatas for his Ha'ala'ah. Rabbi Yossi Agli, the Omer, Rabbi Yossi Agli says it's impossible to have such a case. Because the moment that you would do the Shkita B'Chutz, you pass the carbon. And it says in the pasuk, so you only are chayev on ha'alat chutz, something that was meant and could have been brought bifnim. But something that was shechted bechutz can't possibly be brought bifnim. Therefore, there is no way to be over on both shechted chutz and ha'alat chutz on the same karma. Because by the time you're over on the shechita, you can't be over on the ha'alat. It's pasuk. So therefore, says Rabbi Yossi Agli, look, if you were shochet bifnim and ha'alah b'chutz, yes, then you would be chayav. But on the ha'alah. But if you were shochet b'chutz and then you were ma'aleh b'chutz, you'd be putter on the ha'alah. Shalah ha'alah ela davar pasul. I mean, what you did was something of a puzzle. So why would that be a chayav? Omrulo, so they said to him, I don't understand. I mean, you could say that about everything. Let's say somebody did the shechita bifnim. And now he's ma'aleh b'chutz. I mean, isn't it possible the moment that he was motziyot? It's possible b'yotzeh. So obviously, I mean, the Torah doesn't address the issues that are part of the actual functioning of bringing a carbon b'chutz. What the Torah is saying is, look, if you bring a carbon b'chutz the way you would bring the carbon b'fnim, then you're chayav. Now, obviously, anything that has to do with the fact that it's b'chutz is irrelevant. I mean, that's what we're being chayav you on. It's a little bit absurd to say that in a parsha of Shechita v'Ha'alah, that having done the Shechita, I passed the Ha'alah. That would be like saying, well, you can't possibly be chayav in a carbon being malet b'chutz, because, gee, you'd have to take it outside being malet b'chutz. How else is it b'chutz? Well, every time it's outside, it's possible. Now, obviously, I mean, Rav Yossi Agluli's answer to that is that they're making a false analogy over here. Because telling me that the fact that it's b'chutz is possible is innate in the din of halal chutz. Obviously, the fact that it's chutz can't be what we're referring to possibly. But a shchitas chutz is a separate psul. The rabbanon are making the assumption that the shchita and the halal are linked because that's the way it's normally done. But Rabbi Yossi Agli is saying, what is exactly the basis of that assumption? I mean, there's two separate issues over here. What did the Torah pass? In the same way, and by the way, this is, again, a very interesting phenomenon, which we've noted on many occasions, that Rebbe, and of course, I mean, obviously, Rebbe is quoting pre-existing Mishnayos and Braises, that the idea of the structure of the Mishnah goes according to a very simplistic reading. Because a Mishnah is a Mishnah. It's not understood. It's simply shown, just to say it over. It's something to be reviewed. The two dinim that are mentioned in this Mishnah have absolutely nothing to do with each other. But they bear every resemblance on the surface as being exactly the same issue. And because of that, they're put together, despite the fact that it's misleading to present them in that way, as far as a rational understanding of what's going on. But what's important, again, in terms of the structure of Mishnah, is not Gemara. It's Gemara that's meant to crack open a Mishnah and to show the false analogy that we have over here. But the Mishnah itself is structure. That's a Seder. It's the Seder of Mishnah. And structure takes into consideration elements that may rationally have very little to do with each other. Okay, so, I mean, the same thing you find all the time in taxonomy. You have exactly the same issue. You have things that are similar, and yet may have just been completely different in terms of their evolution, or may have been convergent evolution, and so on. Nonetheless, you may put them together taxonomically, the same thing. You have the same idea in many structures, and this is the way the mission is structured. So we have now another machlokas, which looks like it's the same thing, and actually has nothing to do with the first machlokas. And here we have hatamesha achal, someone who's tameh, who eats basar of kodesh. Bein she'achal tameh, bein kodesh tahar, whether he eats ochlin that are kodeshim tameim, or he eats ochlin that are kodeshim taharim, exactly the same. And he's chayav this korban chatas, because that's a disakaris. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, no, only a tameh she'achal tahor chayav, but a tameh she'achal tameh is potter, shalo achal el adabar tameh. Just like over here, once you took it out, it's already potter. So what's the point if you're now mala it? Because, I mean, after all, it's over here has to be something that to maso Allah, dafka if eats something that he could have eaten otherwise.
Isn't there an iser achila?
Yes, but it's an iser karis. That's just an iser what? Not to eat kachim tameh. I mean, that we're talking about the game of karis. So they said to him exactly what they said over here. So if somebody's tummy is eating something Torah, and he picks it up and he puts it in his mouth, and it doesn't become tummy, so obviously the Torah doesn't care about the fact that he picked it up and put it in his mouth. Same thing is over here. I mean, obviously somebody's going to be a mala, but foot is always going to be taking it out. So obviously the Torah doesn't care about the fact that you took it out. So therefore, what's the difference? The tahor shachal tameh. Now, of course, if somebody who still eats baser tameh, as David was worried about, he would certainly be potter, because there's potter meaning from a chatas. I mean, if he did it with a maize, it'd be from malchus. But eno chayav elal tumat haguf. Now, in point of fact, the machlokas over here has nothing to do with the issue in the beginning, which had to do with what is the din of miskabel b'fnim, what is the relationship of shvut hachutz. Here it's a very simple question. That's the machlokas. It has literally, I mean, it's absolutely nothing in common. The point is, if the baser was already tamei, so now it's usher to eat this baser. Now the person becomes tamei. He was already usher to eat this baser with an iser lav. So the fact that we add an iser karis is unimportant according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Tainan or Rabbanan, but it's also an iser kailo. So we hold it's an iser kailo because until now we was mutter to eat baser that was tahor. Now that he became tamei, it's kailo in his new iser, even baser that was tahor. Now that he's not allowed to eat. Once the iser is chal agabi the baser tahor, it's also going to be chal agabi the baser tamei, and that's called iser chal al iser, the iser kolel, and that's what the machlokas is. You can see that it's crazy to compare those two things, but nonetheless, again, structurally they're similar. Says the Gemara. Bishlema ha'Allah. Okay, I understand why we say that we're going to be mechayev him. Now, this is how Rashi learns. Why we're going to be mechayev him the chatas on the ha'Allah. It says the ownership karet, and it says the iser lav. The ownership says, as we just read, el petach ol moed lo hevio. Actually, that's not what it says. What it says is lo yivieno. Lo hevio is the pasuk that's said by ha'Allah a few lines later, after it starts again, the ish, ish. So make sure you don't get confused about that. That the Yirsa here is wrong and very misleading. El petach ol moed lo yivieno. And the azhara, I learn out from Parshas Re'eh. Where over there it says, Yishon lecha pen tala olotech. And of course over there it's Re'eh because it says, b'kol makom asher tireh. So be careful not to bring your carbon any place you happen to look at. You have to bring it. Okay, that's a lot. Now, the Chiyad Yom Rav Avin, Om Rav Elazar, Kol Makom Shemar Hishamer, Pen, Al, all of that is Eino Ela Lo Ta'aseh. Okay? So this is all the second parsha, I mean, not the first parsha, the second parsha. Shechita, which is the first parsha. Now, I said originally, Zeh. The Shechita, which continues, that says, the Onesh, it says, Al Pesach Elamai Lo Hevi Yo, yes. Where is the Azhara? Ah.
The Azara is the Lo Yisbechu Od Et Zivcheihem L'Seirim. So that's what seems a bit different. Lo Yisbechu Od. I'm telling you to do the Shechita in the Makom HaMikdash and not Lo Yisbechu Od. No, come on now, that's a Lo Yisbechu Od Et Zivcheihem L'Seirim isn't a reference back to the opening of not doing Shechita outside of the Machane. If it were, what did it have to do with Seirim? Clearly, that's a different issue. And in fact, I'm Iboy Leilut Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, that is a famous drush. The Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Minayim Lezover, Be'emel Anakula Shuchayim. How do I know that somebody who shechts an animal to an Avodah Zarah, which is normally not worshipped through acts of Zvicha? Indeed, as Rashi points out, it's even worshipped through acts of Bizoyim, throwing stones at it. Which means that it's entirely inappropriate to be Zobeach to it. Because that's an act of honor. Tosfos says that's irrelevant. It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here whether the pasuk that we're bringing is where we learn out the din of Zvicha for things that are normally treated without cover, such as Po'or or Merkulis, or whether it's any Avodah Zarah that is not normally sacrificed to, which is what Tosfos holds. But Rashi injects the issue of not Bederach Kavod. But again, this is peripheral to our question. So the point over there is, how do we know that you're chayav on something like that? So that means that pasuk, even though it is appearing here in the middle of the parsha Shu'at Chutz, is not really a lav about Shu'at Chutz at all. So how can you tell me that I use it for the lav of Shu'at Chutz? Now, if you don't need a pasuk to tell me an Avodah Zarah, which is the derech to be obeyed with Zvicha, because after all it says, Echal Ya'abdu at Goyim Eilat Eloheihem, and then that it becomes now an Isra Lav to do anything which would normally be done to a Goy's idol, but we don't need it for that. We've got to be talking about Tanei Yana Shalo Kedarka, where it's not included in what is the norm. It's inappropriate to bring a carbon to Merkulis. Nonetheless, the Torah is saying, look, I don't give a hang if it's a demon, but it's usher to bring a carbon to anything, appropriate or inappropriate. But that's not an Isra Shechut Echutz. My Rabba, Kri Bei Velo Yizbuchu, the Kri Bei Velo Oz. Excuse me, there's two separate issues over here. One is Velo Yizbuchu et Zivcheihem L'Seirim. Yes. But what does Ode have to do with the price of eggs in China here? I mean, there's no Ode. It's not like before it was okay and now it's not. It was never okay. I mean, one of the Shevet misses the name Noah. What are we talking about? So the below Ode has got to be referring to a new Isser that I'm telling you, no longer are you free to shech wherever you want. That's the point. Okay, so not to be free to shech whatever you want is the law here. Then when you throw in this business of the Seirin, that's a different Isser. And that's a law to be shochet for Avodah Zarah, where it's not the derech to be obeyed with Shechita. Two separate things. The reason that we're looking for a lav is also not quite clear. Rashi learns we're looking for a lav because you're not chayav of chatas, and that's all the Mishnah talked about. You're not chayav of chatas unless you have both an issachar and a lav. The proof of the pudding is that you're not chayav chatas for being over on Pesach and Mila, even though it's an Issacharis, because it's not a lav. Therefore, we must establish there's a lav involved before we can establish that there's two separate korbanos chatas that are involved. Tosfos is very bothered by that, because he brings a Gemara elsewhere that says you don't need to have an azhara for a chatas. Because the Gemara questions, how do I know that's unimportant. But I know that a carbon lo boy azor, that the Gemara says. Therefore, Tosfos learns the problem with the non-chatas by Pesach and Mila has nothing to do with whether there's a lav, it has to do with the fact that it is passive. That's the point. Being over on a carbon is not doing something. In other words, the Torah is b'chayiv where you're getting up and doing something. Not where you're not having a brit milah, or you're not bringing the carbon pesach. But it's not the technicality as to whether it's an azar or an asay. Therefore, he has to explain that the lav over here is only brought sort of agav the sugya. However, as he points out himself, he's got problems with the sugya later, as we're going to see, where the Gemara wants to establish whether there's a lav by Pesach and Mila in this issue. Anyway, so we haven't proven anything. We're sort of stuck over here. If we need a lav, are you attached to the battery of your car? Is that your head? Just because it's in the garage and it won't? Does anybody have any jumper cables?
Where's his water battery?
My water, my weapons carrier is
fire. Fire him!
Oh, bring it out, for heaven's sakes! There's nothing like the Gemara says. But put out that makel beretzua in front of the judge. Look at it as batteries work. Omar Rabba, so Kribei below Yisbuchu, the Kribei below Old.
So
we do have. Says the Gemara, no, we don't have. Because Akatini Boilei Lekedatanya, we still have another need for that pasuk. The Ode is actually a reference to something else, namely, let's say, it wouldn't have said Velo Yisbuchu Ode. What would you have thought? That as of this moment, ish, I want to inform the population, as of this moment, you make a carbon, you shep that carbon in the Mishkan, nowhere else. Okay. But somebody says, oh yeah, but I have a long-standing carbon, I've been waiting to be Mala, and you never said anything about that before. So I was Magdish it already, B'shas Heter HaBamot. I mean, surely this Isser doesn't refer to what had been Mutter before. I mean, that's not constitutional to make a... You mean, and now we're going to regret... Exactly. Well, that would be Yavar's Mana already if it was grandfather. But it's the idea that there's already a kosher carbon. How do I know that Shahare, in that case, on Shamamor, I mean, there it says, Petach HaMoed, and the Nichrusa, and the Azora, it says, Yishanoka Pentala Oloteka, but... How do I know beyond that? How do I know something that even was mutter at the time, that it changes now, and I have to bring it, I have to be, so they have to do the act of Shkita in the Mishkan. That's why it says, Mikan Ve'elah, from this point to the Pasuk on, where it says, Lo Yizbuchu Ode, no more. No more means, just because you already started, no more. Now that's over. You now have to treat it with the new laws and bring it into the Mishkan. So, you actually had the right initially to bring this carbon. You're going to be makrevit b'shat isur habamot, and that you can't do. How do I know that? Shinemar lamana shayavil b'nei Yisrael et zivcheyem asherahim zovchim al p'nei hatzadeh. Now, look at the language. Asherahim zovchim, meaning that which up until this point that was the norm for them to be Zoveya, that can no longer be done. So the Zvachim Shitarti L'Kakvar, what I have previously allowed, is now viewed by me as Isser, and it's like Al Pnei HaSadeh, like doing it out on the open field. Lomar L'Ka HaZoveyach B'Shat Isser HaBamot, even though you've got a carbon that was B'Shat Heter HaBamot, Mala Lavakatub, Kilo Hikriv Al Pnei HaSadeh, it says, if you brought it out, the actual carbon, forget about the Shrita, it's actually Allah, the whole thing was out on the open field. Now you'll remember the significance of the field over here. It's very important. Because we learn out that the din of something that is outside of his Bechisa has a din of a Treva, remember? The Russian of the Trefa is Basar Basada Trefa. So that means Al Pnei HaSadeh now tells me that the violation of the Mechitza, now, the currently defined Mechitza, is the equivalent of Basar Al Pnei HaSadeh. The beauty of this is so, it's so sophisticated and so amazing that according to the Gemara, it's a Dover Pashat that any violation of Mechitza is a Din and Trefas, correct? So even something like a ben bekua, where the animal now as a fetus sticks out a limb from the mother, before the animal is born, you go ahead and you do Shechita. That limb is always frayed. Why? Because it was Yotze up in the Hasada.
At the time of Shechita.
By the time, before the time of Shechita. That, worry about that in Chulin, please, it's unimportant. The idea is it was Yibosar Yotze Chutz B'Chitzos. All right. Now that seems to be a tremendous stretch, that should be included on the Trefa, which is a wolf comes along and tears at something and so on, right? So the idea over here, in the vision of Chazal, is the integrity of the Mechitza. If the Mechitza, that's Nogea, this thing, is only the organism itself, and this is a Peledic way of looking at an organism. In other words, we just think of an organism as an organism, but the truth is that an organism is a Mechitza. Because what an animal is simply an enclosed ocean that allows its cells to survive as if they were still in the ocean, right? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. So basically the organism's wall is the mechitza for that which can continue to live and function within it. Tear at that mechitza, rip it open, or rip it apart, and now it becomes basar basada. Now it's exposed and therefore no longer a functional organism. A fetus in its uterus has a different mechitza. And therefore a violation of that mechitza is exactly the same thing. It's basar basada treifa. The chiddush of the Torah over here is that now that I've told you that there's a mechitza for shechitas chutz, shechting b'chutz is like basar basada. So I'm telling you that's how I look at it. Because having defined it as a carbon, it's not just an animal. It's a carbon. And a carbon has a place where it belongs. And this is how it functions. Take it out of there, and you're talking about a trade. I see. It's an amazing way of looking at it, right? And if you don't see it this way, the whole comparison is absolutely silly. I mean, a trade has to do with that. What's the connection? Fine. So that's the Kiddush. It's Kiyu. He grew up on the outside there. Then it says, "Ve'heviyum la'Hashem." You better instead bring it to the Mishkan. Now that's a bit of a say. But where does it say a lo ta'aseh? Lo ta'aseh minayim. Tamud lomar v'lo yizbechu od. So that now becomes a lo ta'aseh that was said specifically on the din of shechita of a korban that was bishat heter habamot, now bishat isur habamot. Does the halacha of Koris, the previously mentioned, v'nichrata, dam shafach ha'yisharu, does that apply also to the case where somebody had the carbon from before? Yochel ye'onish koret? No, it does not. Talmud lomar chukat olam tiyeh zot lehem ledorotam. This and only this, the mitzvah aseh of Eviyum Lashem, the Israel lo taseh, lo yizbeku od, that's all that is meant to apply to this new category of Peshat Heter Habamot that has now been kept too long, and now it's Peshat Isur Habamot. And Velo Acheret Lahem, the previous mention of Isur Karet, that's a new deal, and that applies only to Korbanos that were originally Mugdashim at the time that this law went into effect. Peshat Isur Habamot. Okay? Now, that means we have a very curious situation, because we have a lav that is said, but it's not said about the case that we're looking for. We're looking for the fundamental case that the Mishnah is talking about, somebody that this man has, that would go ahead and would be magdish a korban, and he would now be shoket chutz. We're claiming that there's a lav there that's going to be machayev him with hatas and malchus and so on, right? But the only lav that we've discovered is a lav on a korban that was Mugdash originally Bishat Heter Habamot.
Why would that be more humble?
It's not a question of, what do you mean, why?
Why would the case?
Because the law already went into effect. That's the Minnesota person.
And now,
it was. Is it the definition of a mechitza, the thing dependent on how it was defined up front? I mean, we can look at the case of the Bishat Heter Habamot as the Ben Bekua that was already born. I mean, everything starts off in the uterus. But at this point, it's an independent organism.
But why now? I won't be Chayav Koris.
That's right. You won't be. Because the definition of the Mechitza was an ex post facto rather than a congenital thing, so to speak. Right? So now we have, we're in the curious situation of having a lot Beferish told us on the lesser case, where it was Bishas Heter Habamot. But on the upper case, the more chomer case of Bishas Isra Habamot, we haven't been able to find a lot anywhere. Because now it turns out that the Velovian Bukuot is only referring to the case of Bishas Heter Habamot. So now we're still stuck. Where do we have the lav that is being referred to in the Mishnah? That's our question. Ella, Omar Abaye, you should say, says Abaye, well, I mean, look, so it's a Kabbal Chomer. Umabamakam Shalom Anash, he's here. Makam Shanash, and Adin, she's here. I mean, we have two cases over here. One is the case where you're even high of parts. One is a lesser case where you're only high of a lav. Now, for heaven's sakes, if the lav applies to the lesser case where you're not high of parts, Kol Shekein, it applies to the Mechomer case where you are high of Kuris. Now later on, the Gemara is going to ask, but what happens if they have Ein Mazirin Min Adin? Okay, but we're ignoring that for a moment. The reason we're ignoring it, if you think about it, is because on the surface it doesn't appear that this is a logical example of Ein Mazirin Min Adin. Because, I mean, they're both an Isser of Shkut Ekut Bishat Isser Habamot. I mean, the question, the detail about whether something was Bishas Hetrabah. By the way, it's included, isn't it? Doesn't the Hekdesh Bishas Isur Abamot subsume the case of the Hekdesh Bishas Hetrabamot? I mean, so if it subsumes it, then it should subsume its answer. That's what the assumption is here. We're going to see later that that's not true. Amalei Ravina LaAbaye. Now, Ravina tells Abaye, that's impossible. Because if you're going to make that kind of argument, so then why is it that the Torah feels that it's necessary to give us a lav on things that could always have been learned out from Kal v'chomer? For instance, lo ye'amer lav v'chelev v'tesei Kal v'chomer minevela. Why do we need a lav when it comes to chelev? Just say there's an Isser Kores. So we'll say, where did you say it's Aser? What do you mean? I said a nevela is Aser. If a nevela is not chayav Kores, it's Aser. Kol shekein, Manavela Shalonash is here, Kol Shekain the Chelev, that it was Anash, and then she is here. Now we know what he could have responded to that. I mean, he could have responded that it's not the same as this case where I'm talking about assuming it. But that turns out not to be a meaningful Taina anyway. Also the Kame to Rava. Now they brought this Taina to Rava. Rava said, now come on now. You couldn't really learn it out from the Vela. You have to be careful. If you try to learn it out from the Vela, I could easily say, I mean, Vela will ask to take out that Nami, because it has nothing to do with it. The Yikilamet of Ma'al and the Vela came with Tami. I could say, of course, the Vela, but the Vela may be the Torah's makbid on giving the law, because in fact there's also Tuma associated with the Vela, which is not associated with Chela. Fine, okay, not the Vela. Schwarz. Okay? How about I would learn it out from Mishratzim Tbeim, which are also, so now we also have Tamim, because we're Mala Shratzim Tbeim Shematamim B'mashu. Well, Shratzim Tahomim. I mean, there's plenty of Shratzim Tahomim that are also, right? Not the Shratzim that are also Matamim. Then we get away from the problem of Matamim. Well, Shratzim Tahomim have already, though, a Chumra that Chelav doesn't have. You're usher in the Akila of a Sheret Tahor, even though it's only a Bika'a Dasha. Because the problem is the captain doesn't mind a little spray. That's the problem. Yeah, whatever. Sheket Samayim, Sheret Samayim, Sheret Sa'ov. Yeah. A bee. Whatever. It's not Matame. There's only Shmona Shratzim that are Matamim. But the idea over there is we learn out the Shi'ur of Achilas Tuma from the Shi'ur of Achila from the Shi'ur of Tuma, and therefore even the Kadash, which runs from Chomet, is Bekadasha, applies now to all of the Shratzim. So that you don't have Bechelev. Bechelev, you only have to be the Kizayas. How can you learn out the love of something of a Kizayas from something that's also Bekadasha? Forget about that. Okay, fine. You know, you're driving me crazy. Orlok, Layakaram. No. Orlok, Layakaram. Of course, there is Isra Hano. Chela's not an Isra Hano, so you couldn't learn out the lav of Chela from there either. Okay, Shvius. No, Shvius is the Fesed Dabel. So if you have something you sell that's coming from Kedusha Shvius. The money that was used for it now also becomes tafus because of Kedusha Shvius. If you sell Caleb, the money is an aser. Okay, how about Truma? Well, actually, there's a fundamental difference. I mean, there's no hutar michalola, is there? Because, I mean, Caleb, when it comes to it, Caleb of Messiah, it's a mutter completely. So it's not that the Torah is mapped on Caleb qua Caleb. But all these other things, in fact, every single one of them, Mikulanami, Shkenutra Mikola, in every one of these cases, the Torah was marked on the status of the thing as it is. What's wrong with it is what the Torah is giving the law. What's wrong with it is that it's Orla. What's wrong with it is that it's Nevela. What's wrong with it is that Shlomo Levi said, what's wrong with it is that it's Kayla. The Torah doesn't care if you eat Kayla. There's something unique about that this was meant to be on the Bayan. On the Azara and on the Mizbeach, and so on. Okay, I mean, I know that's already a complicated thing. Omar Rava says, Rava, you know, I will tell you what really bothers me about this whole sugya. Eat kashrut, I'll kashrut. The biggest problem with Abaye's approach is that it says in the Mishnah that Pesach and Mila is a mitzvah saseh. Where do you get that idea from? Why is Pesach and Mila mitzvah saseh? According to Abaye's approach, wherever it says karas in the Torah, it's got to be that there's an Azara, by definition. Huh. Because, I mean, Madach in a case where we don't find, that's what he says. We're Madach in a case where there's no Azara, but there's Karas. I mean, but there's no Karas, there's an Azara. Karas, but there is Karas, there's an Azara. So the Pesach Amila, by definition, should be, takes a Bekal Bekorma, let's say, from a Motir. A Motir is passive. He's not eating the Basar of Hagadash, right? And don't start talking to me about passivity. So the guy is sitting around, he's being motir, and it says that there's that over there there's an Isser Karas. So you're going to say, so ma motir shalo anash, he's here. If there's no din of the anash, there's still a din of Isirkas. I mean, there's nothing to do. So Pesach Mila Shanash, there's no chi of Karas in the actual act of Hotara. But it says lo totiro mimeno ad boker, and the Pesach Amila where it doesn't say lo, but it does say v'nichrisa, koshikin has got to be a lo somewhere, so we'll create the lo. Don't miss your Korban Pesach. Don't miss out on a bris mila. It's obvious that it's there, and that's what Abaye is saying. Omer Ravashi, Amrita l'shmaitza kameda Rav Kahana. When I said over Rava's problem with Rav Kahana, he said, that is not really a problem. I mean, motir lo asya, you can't ask that, because a motir, there's nothing to do about it. Having been motirit, it's motired. You're never going to be unmotirit. But having lost out on a Pesach or a Mila, you could always get a Bris Mila, so you could fix it. And you could always go to Pesach Shani's, you could fix it. So that means that it's not really comparable. Maybe the Torah doesn't give an Azhara in a case where it's fixable. So that Rava's big problem is not a problem. But there is a big problem. The big problem is that what Abaye is saying is that we're going to be Mazir and Minadin. Machim Mazir and Minadin? You the Kal v'chomer? Afil l'mander omar onshim Minadin. Ein Mazir and Minadin. I mean, there is a question. Which is exactly this case, isn't it? Talking about subsuming. I need a special person to tell me a sister who is also a Bat Aviv and Bat Imo. I mean, doesn't the case subsume the two other cases? So you're the same thing. Doesn't Shalom B'Shasi Surah B'Mo? Doesn't matter. I mean, isn't that included now in the broader sense of the. No, it isn't. You need a technical Azara. And we see over there, the Torah insisted that you're going to learn out from somewhere else a technical Azara, and you're not going to say, well, I mean, if the Torah is telling me I'm not allowed to sleep with my half-sister, Goshka, I'm not allowed to sleep with my full-sister. That's a different relationship. And I need an Azara for it. So therefore, we've got a more serious problem. And there can't be a solution from the Kal v'chomer. What then is the solution? Elikud Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, basically, we learn out the din of Shechitas Chutz, where there's no Azhara, B'Shas Yisra Bamas, from Ha'alat Chutz, where there is the Beferesh Yisr. Hisham Lecha Pentale Olotecha. And we learn that out from the word Hava'ah, where it says Lo Hevio, And there it says, lo yiviyun. Lo yiviyun. That yiviyun and heviyol are essentially exereshava, ma lahalan lo anashalim ken yizirsu, just like by the case of the halah, it says, beferish pentalelotecha, afkan lo anashalim in ken yizir. And that's really the mocker. Or Rava says, actually we can learn it out from Yona. Rabbi Yona, asya shum shum. We learn it out really from shum ta'ale olotecha, the shum ta'aseh, which means that whatever the din is in the asiyah, that is the din of the halah, and vice versa. It says aloud, mala halan, lo anashalim kenis here. Just like in the halah per se, it says beferish pen ta'ale, and koma kom shenemar pen in other lashon lo ta'aseh, afkan lo anash, ela im kenis here. And that settles it. Now, I apologize for keeping you so long, but it's your own fault for conking out yesterday before the two dots, which means that we have to do basically a dot and a half today. Don't blame me. Be kept after school for good reason. Now we found the love. But then.